Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Is positive thinking a challenge for you? Perhaps it's very difficult to get into that positive thinking state of mind. Well, today I'm going to look at ways you can promote it and start feeling better within yourself. And at the end of the podcast, I'll be giving you an extra special tip. Now, if positive thinking is something you're really, really challenged by, and you're finding you're stuck or you've got a lack of clarity in life, then you don't have to overthink anymore. You can find out more about the Confident Action Taker Academy. This is going to be my program that is launching in January that some people have already inquired about, are jumping on calls about and have joined. But this is going to be for like-minded individuals to really boost confidence, get clarity on what they want, create action plans, and overcome that overthinking. So if this is something for you, I'll be talking a little bit more about this later in the episode. Okay. So I used to wake up in states of real stress and worrying about what's going to happen in the rest of my day. Okay. Just to be honest with you, I used to wake up and say, oh, what's going to go wrong today? Or, oh God, why do I have to do this or that today? And that was because I wasn't training myself to feel good within myself. So I've definitely been through that challenge. I've had people I've coached and they've been in the state of, what this could go wrong? What happens if this? And it's a lot of what ifs rather than it's what if in the negative way. But what if today is amazing? What if life is amazing? And when you can have that transformation, it makes a big difference. So let's go into some steps in terms of how you can work on more positive thinking. So why is it we think negatively? Well, actually, we're defaulted to think negatively. Our brains, as crazy as it sounds, our brains are wired to think that way. And it's in today's world, we're conditioned even more to think negatively. Why do our brains think negatively though? Because we have a survival brain that is looking for what's wrong so we can keep ourselves alive. And there's the limbic part of the brain is very much concerned with doing that. Okay. So like when life was in its early days and you had the cavemen around, they would look out for like saber-toothed tigers and be like, right, okay, be very careful. What if a saber-toothed tiger jumps out and kills me? And, you know, they had to be very cautious. However, that's not usually the case in today's world. Hopefully not in the city I live in Bristol. Hopefully no tigers will jump out of the hedge. If a tiger jumps out at me from a hedge now, I'm going to obviously regret saying that. Now, our brains, however, are still wired to look for dangers and therefore negativity. So we start looking for things like, oh, what so-and-so thinks about us, or, you know, what could go wrong today, when actually the stress is like, oh, maybe your project you're working on gets delayed by a couple of weeks. And then maybe someone's not happy about it. Now, obviously, that's going to be a bit worrying, but our brain, when it happens in the moment, but really on the scheme of things, it's not that big a deal, okay? We're worried if someone's going to get upset with us, okay? Rather than life or death situations, but our brain, a limbic part of brain, treats it like it's life or death, and therefore starts producing more stress within our body, which can cause more negative feelings within us. And that's what our brains do, but we have the power to change it. And also, the thing about positive thinking is it's usually, most of people I've spoken to about this will just go, I'm going to think positive when something negative turns up, rather than this ongoing process of conditioning ourselves to feel good every single day. And when challenges come up, we're able to deal with them more. We're more reactive and like, I want to suddenly feel good. I want to feel good. I want to feel good. And then we start thinking about what we don't want. And of course, we get more of it. So you've got to train it again and again. And the more negativity you take into your mind or think about, the more your subconscious mind, the part of the brain that's not consciously paying attention to things and is driving most of our behavior, the more negativity that's is going to come into that. So let's go through some tips on how you can start building up more positivity in your life. So the first one is looking after your physical body and brain. And I'm talking not so much about the psychology, but the hardware. And we're talking about the food, the water we have, and the amount of sleeps we have. Okay. And if we start eating foods that are bad for us, like too much sugar or maybe too much alcohol, that makes us feel anxious. And I've been through stages where I've had too much sugar and I start feeling anxious or down. Now, it's not to say you don't have treats in life. That's great. But if you're constantly shoving in like fast food or bad food, you're not going to feel as good. And therefore, it's going to really make you feel more negative. So that's one for food. And if you're not hydrating enough, your brain's going to get tired and you're not going to feel as good. That's another one. Oxygen. If you're not breathing properly, your brain and body aren't going to feel as good. So make sure you're looking after yourself in that. Now, I've done a brain health trainer certification under Daniel Amen. So I learned a lot about this. But you've got to look after your physical brain as well. Because if you do the psychology things, but you're not treating your brain well, then it's always going to go back. And sleep as well is key, making sure you're getting enough sleep, which can be challenging for us entrepreneurs or busy, busy people, or career-driven people, or, you know, very busy family people when we've got a lot on. But always making time to care for your body and your brain is going to be key to feeling good. So the next point I want to make is time for silence. Now, what I'm talking about here is journaling, meditation, or just a nature walk even. Because when you do that, it allows the brain to reset and get that catch up. I like to have a Wednesday and Sunday off possibly, if possible now. Now, you'll see me release content on a Wednesday and Sunday, but that's because I schedule it and then like schedule it through the week. And I'll do it on like a Saturday, for example. But making sure you've got days off to recover and you're allowing some time for silence, else your brain can get overloaded and exhausted and it's hard to feel good about life then. So make sure you've got those rested. It sounds so simple, but it's easier said than done. So schedule it in your calendar. My next point is giving is living, as quoted by Tony Robbins. Actually, the last two are Tony Robbins points. But think about it, when you've given to charity, you've given to a homeless person, you've helped someone out or whatever, you feel so much more alive because you're connecting with another human being. So I want you to think about how you can contribute to other people and then praise yourself for doing it, because you're going to reinforce that behavior as well. And the next point, so for example, yesterday I tried to offer my coat to a homeless guy because I was just walking past and I just felt like it was the right thing to do. Now, the guy was covered in clothes, but he still looked freezing and I had a really warm coat. And I was like, I'm fine to walk 20 to 30 minutes with no coat and give him this coat. You know, I can always get another one. But, you know, he refused in the end. And I gave him some money anyway. But that made me feel such connection with someone. When you're giving beyond yourself, that can really, really help you feel more positive about life. You start to realize that you're full of love as much as possible. And also there's love in the world when you start thinking about connecting with other people. And that can make you feel really, really good rather than getting caught in our own heads and overthinking everything and just worried about ourselves. It's, you know, it's okay to worry about us and feel down and things like that. We need to look after ourselves as well. But when we do something beyond ourselves, for me, that gives me such a great feeling. So think about how you can give more as well. And the final one before the bonus one, of course, is the questions you ask. Of course, another Tony Robbins one. The quality of our questions determines the quality of our life. Asking yourself, what's going to go wrong today? Like I used to do. Asking yourself, what's wrong with the world? What's wrong with me? It's always going to give you bad answers. Like, the world's difficult, or everything's going chaos, you know, all these COVID things are going on. Oh, everything's going to go down. If you start asking yourself that, and again, this is why you shouldn't watch the news, because it will make you start asking more of those questions. But when you start asking yourself quality questions like, what is awesome about life? What can I be grateful for? I haven't got it on me, but I've got a gratitude journal I fill out every day. And it asks me real quality questions like, what's a memory I can really love? Or who's a person who's made a massive difference to my life at a moment that I can thank? I'm reading and writing those questions every single day. And I've got a high performance planner from Brendan Bichard as well, which is a brilliant tool. And they ask you good quality questions. So there are plenty of journals and journal prompts you can find out there to ask you good quality questions. Sometimes we need to reflect and understand what the challenges are. But if we're not asking ourselves quality questions that are going to give us quality answers and quality actions, and therefore a better quality of life, nothing's going to change. So start focusing on the questions you are asking yourself. Sometimes, and I did Date with Destiny, which is actually going on at the moment, Tony Robbins, last year. And actually, I uncovered like some questions that were negative beneath me. And when I realized them and started translating them into positive ones, I think one of them was, why is life hard? Why are things hard? And I realized it picked up from early experience of just seeing, you know, working parents working really, really hard, or some of the challenges in early life. But now I started asking myself, what's awesome about life? How can I make today more fun? That changed my perspective on life. So what is going to happen if you don't start changing your habits, your day-to-day rituals, and start training yourself for positive thinking? How will your life look in 5 years if you don't take action on this and start shifting this? Okay. I've been there. I've been in a state, like I said, when I wake up, oh, what's going to go wrong today? Or something goes wrong. Oh, why is this all going wrong? Rather than asking myself, what can I see as a challenge in this? And what can I learn from this? What can I do right now? Okay. Or what is amazing about me rather than what's wrong with me? It made a difference in my life because I used to be in this place where questions are really, really challenging. What are you going to implement from today to feel better? And before we get onto the special tip that I was talking about, we've been talking about positive thinking today and really training yourself, training your psychology. Your psychology is the ongoing thought processes consciously and subconsciously in your mind. And we're going to be doing a lot on your psychology and your mindset within the Confident Action Taker Academy. And this is my brand new program, as I mentioned earlier. So it's a program designed to help you get clarity on what you want, take action and boost your confidence. If you don't change your actions, you can't expect different results. And this is what this program is set up to do. It's set up to work on both your psychology, your mindset, and give you a high level of accountability to take fast action and go towards what you want. And first of all, we design and help you understand what exactly you want in life. I'm really excited for this. I'm going to have the opportunity to share all the things I've learned from some world-class coaches that have made a massive impact on my life when I've implemented them and the people I've personally coached. And if you want to find out more about the people I've coached and some of their results, I'm going to leave a link in this description below. But you can also book in a call in the description below where I'm going to share more information about the Academy on the call. So don't overthink it. Don't get caught into this challenging thinking. If you don't change your actions, you will not change your circumstances. Okay. So have a look what some other people are saying and book in your call. And I really, really look forward to speaking to you soon. So let's go into my extra tip. So my extra tip is, we talked, and I gave one in the last podcast episode about 5 minutes a day writing all the great stuff about you. For 5 minutes a day, start writing down all the acts of kindness and love you can think of from yourself and from other people. Because what that gets the brain doing is searching for the greatness. You're asking yourself good quality questions. This is a particular exercise that came from my neuroencoding qualification. I'm a neuroencoding specialist and team leader for Joseph McClendon. So this was an exercise that I learned and it made a massive difference. So I wanted to share that one with you as well. 5 minutes a day for the next week, writing down as many things as possible that you can think of when you've been kind or shown love to someone else, or someone else has done that to you as well. Okay. Now, thank you so much for listening. I have really appreciated you today for getting to the end of this podcast. If you want to share this message more and more, please share this podcast with other people and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts, just so we can reach more people together. I really value you for being here. And remember, work on that self-confidence every single day.